This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Folks are so nice. Some wonderful emails and texts during the break. Thank you very much. Appreciate that. I did get scolded by one listener saying, I know the Supreme Court vote is important, but we know how it's going to turn out. Please ask the senator about the bipartisan bill in the Senate making beef checkoff voluntary and urge him to support it. I'm going to send that one to you, Rev, so we can forward that on to the senator and maybe somebody there on the staff can let us know how he plans to vote on that, so we can pass that on. I didn't see it, obviously, the time he was here. I might not have asked him about whether or not Al Franken is a jerk or something like that. I forget what I asked him. Who the nicest liberal was, if there was such a thing in the Senate. Oh, my God. That would be the hardest part for me, honestly, if I was in the U.S. Senate. Al Franken, I'd have a hard time just, hey, Al, how's it going? You know, you have to be cordial. You know, I mean, this is their workplace. And while there are people with very different philosophical, opinions, they're human beings. They're, they're fellow, I don't know, I just have a very hard time, playing nice, I guess, and not being consumed with my disdain. To me, the Constitution is too important to, just allow people to think they can trample all over it. I don't know, but you would have to, and obviously you'd probably get a lot more done for your side, for your way of thinking, if you are nice, I guess, right? I don't know. I'm rambling. Anyway, welcome to the program, Hour 2. I'm Scott Hannon. Todd, the radio god Mitchell, is here. Todd would love it if you would call and express your concern about whether or not the nursing program is going to be cut at Sanford NDSU. Right, Todd? Didn't I hear you say you're wanting to? No. Todd is of the opinion, as is most people actually, that there really is no threat of those students losing a spot. We're just looking at what the Sanford officials are saying, what the legislative official like Bob Martinson is saying. Want to assure students they're not going to be without a school. The nursing school.
Don't let the truth get in the way of a good story, though. it makes her good TV news.
So anyway,
a bunch of students out there, they're taking away our school.
No, they're not. Yeah. So see what I've been dealing with the whole break. Todd's a little worked up about the whole thing, so do not do that.
Sorry.
What else we have? We have coming up here in just a little bit a conversation with the folks in Devil's Lake. You know, budget cuts are not fun. Let me just say that. Budget cuts are not fun. Okay? They aren't. I understand that. When budget cuts happen, how people choose to advocate is human nature, and that's fine. That's okay. I understand that. But I do want people once in a while to think about $20 trillion in debt. And as a parent, hopefully one day a grandparent, I worry about what that means. I think about Ronald Reagan saying freedom was never more than a generation away from extinction, and that we all need to battle all the time to preserve freedom. Well, guess what? One threat to freedom is debt. No doubt about it. You tip over and all kinds of things can happen. So this stuff is important, and I really ask folks to just back away a little bit. That's why I was so surprised to see Senator Heidi Heitkamp go on ESPN, and here's what she said. You analyze this however you want to analyze it, but I'll tell you how I analyze it after you listen to it.
What do you make of the timing here by the university one day after the wage dispute for women's hockey is settled with USA Hockey?
Well, I think it's horrible. I think that what happened to those young women who are practicing and working their heart out, and the young recruit, and really to prep hockey in North Dakota, it was a huge blow. And, you know, we think about sports on campuses as building teamwork, building leadership. And when you close that door to half of the population, in fact, a greater percentage of the population in our state, it's a tragic day. And I think it's a wrong decision for UND as an alumni and as somebody who represents our state. I think that they're making a very bad decision.
Have you had any conversations with the folks back home about this, who made these calls?
Yeah, I have, and basically asking, let's reconsider this. Let's see if we can raise the money. We are known for hockey at UND. Let's make sure that that's not a closed shop. It's not just men's hockey. It's women's hockey. We've produced great players, as you see in the current USA team, wonderful leadership, as you see in that team. Let's not close the door. Let's work through this. And, you know, at the end of our conversation, I said, I guess you've not only closed the door, but you've locked it shut.
What would they say, ma'am? Did they leave the proverbial door open to doing something to save the program, or is this a done deal?
No, I think according to them, it's a done deal. But, you know, things have a way of working themselves out when we ignite and get more activism out there. And I think that's what we're trying to do.
Here comes a good question. Listen for an answer to the most important question.
Saying, stand up for what you believe in. We're standing there with you, and we're going to do everything we can to get this decision reversed.
We did invite the university to participate in today's show. They did decline. The women's hockey program lost $1.9 million last year. They sold only $25,000 of ticket revenue. Is that a sustainable model over the long haul, though, given the budget realities in states?
Beautiful question. Thank you to the ESPN reporter for asking it. Hey, the program cost $2 million, sold $25,000 worth of tickets. Is that a sustainable model? Is that a healthy financial model? Okay? What Heidi Heitkamp's doing here is two things, folks. Identity politics. It's how Democrats are wired. It's how liberals are wired. They play to identity politics. It's how they've made their political fortunes. So that's what it's all about. But here's the money question, no pun intended. Is there an answer here?
I think when you look at how new women's hockey is compared to 8 national championships for the men's hockey team, I think that you got to give things time. And we have a beautiful ice hockey arena in North Dakota. Let's make sure that we have not only men's skaters but women's skaters in that great facility.
That is no answer.
That's
no answer. That's not an answer to the question. Well, it's a young program. So there's a growth period. I mean, we're how many years in now? How many years? I can't remember when the program started, shortly after the building opened, I believe. I don't believe it was 01 when it opened, but I think 2 or 3, I can't remember. But anyway, you're more than a dozen years into the program here. And there are $25,000 in tickets. So we're going to go 20 years to get to 50 Folks, this is why we have a $20 trillion debt, because people like that are in Washington, D.C., who can't answer a basic, simple question about, hey, this isn't sustainable. And there's happy talk. Happy talk. Happy talk won't cut it. It will not cut it. Look, that's one of the reasons we're going to talk about Devil's Lake and the president's budget. It proposes some reductions to the essential air service communities, of which one, Devil's Lake, is Jamestown, Dickinson. Same thing there. $20 trillion in debt. Is essential air service absolutely untouchable? Where do we start? I love women's hockey at UND. I think it's fantastic. I think it's great. I love the idea of, look, two of our kids are daughters. I'd love for them to have opportunities like that. The more opportunities, the better. But my point is this. When there is a budget deficit, as there is at UND, that has been there for some time, and you have to make reductions, and now, you don't want to cut any sports, but you have to cut some, are you going to cut the one that has a $1.9 million deficit, or are you going to cut a different one? I wish they didn't have to make any cuts at all, but Heidi Heitkamp just raised $1.3 million. Maybe she wants to give some of that to the women's hockey program.
Now, there you go.
I mean, her husband's a successful doctor. How about $1 million a year for a few years? And then you challenge others to do the same. You know, I'm all for the fundraising idea. Go do it.
Amen.
Don't get on ESPN and play identity politics and try and stir the pot without any solutions. Raise the money. Go do it. I think she thinks this is a political winner and playing on the fact that you have, you know, hey, I have friends who have daughters on that team. I'm not trying to be heartless about the women's hockey team. I'm saying, look, on your farm, in your business, in anything, if you say, here is one sliver that cost me $2 million and I can point to $25,000 in ticket sales, how many years are you going to do that when you have a deficit? And if you can't make that decision, which clearly Senator Heitkamp can't, she's not willing to make it. She wants to just say, give it time. You expect her to vote on your behalf in the United States Senate in a responsible, fiscally sane manner? Ouch. Think about that, folks. Think long and hard about that. And I love UND. This isn't about beating on UND or anything else. This is about tough choices that come at budget time. When liberals run things for a long time, that's what happens. We're faced with the United States right now. Same thing at UND. It's got to make sense. Come on. This isn't hard. More coming up.
Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Find the easy links at whatsonyourmindradio.com.
Welcome to Soybean Minute, your source for timely soybean news.
I'm North Dakota Soybean Council Director Troy Uglum of Northwood. We invite North Dakota farm women to a two-day event, April 12th and 13th, celebrating women in North Dakota agriculture. On April 12th, join us for Women to Women Soybean Marketing Seminar with Naomi Bloom, an expert at advising farmers on how to manage their cash marketing needs and properly use futures and options. Naomi helps farmers understand the importance of managing basis, cash flow, and contracts. This day-long seminar will be at NDSU Commodity Trading Room in Berry Hall in Fargo. Seating is limited. Registrations are accepted on a first-come, first-served basis. On April 13th, we are offering Women Advocating for North Dakota Agriculture at the Fargo Holiday Inn. Both events are free, but registration is required. Register by contacting Stephanie Sinner at the North Dakota Soybean Council office. For more information, log on to ndsoybean.org.
This message is brought to you by the North Dakota Soybean Council and the Soybean Checkoff.
Sing into spring with Gate City Bank. Stop in April 3rd through 8th to open a totally free checking account. You'll receive a free gift and a free My School Spirit or My Card Creation ATM and check card. Your Gate City Bank ATM and check card lets you use any ATM for free with unlimited automatic fee refunds. Join us April 7th for cupcakes and a chance to win a $500 gift card. It's the Sing into Spring event at Gate City Bank for a better way of life. Member FDIC, no purchase or account necessary to enter the drawing.
Wow, what a deal on a tractor at Titan Outlet Store. Guaranteed iron at outlet prices. Now with a 2011 Case IH Magnum 290 valued at $124,618. It qualifies for Titan's 12-month, 500-hour warranty. 10% down with good credit gets you this excellent planter, sprayer, and harvest tractor. See it at TitanOutletStore.com. Call them at 218-233-3700. Great tires, too, with 70% tread remaining. See it at TitanOutletStore.com and tell them Scott sent you to receive another 11% off.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
It's called the Deep State. Barack Obama's most loyal aides still hold office, and they want to stop President Trump. Deep State was first revealed in the runaway New York Times bestseller, Big Agenda. David Horowitz's Big Agenda exposes Obama's government in exile and his shocking plan. Newsmax, Lou Dobbs, Ann Coulter all say you must read Big Agenda at bookstores everywhere, or check out our free offer. Call 800-NEWSMAX, 800-NEWSMAX, or go to BigAgenda411.com. That's BigAgenda411.com.
products over at Pipers lately. If you go to pipers.com, you'll see what I'm talking about. Or why don't you give them a call today and have them send you that catalog. I love getting their catalog. Dream a little bit, you know. Find land auction coming up, some nice real estate, equipment auction. You know, they got the whole deal. So call them at 877-700-4099 to say, hey, Scott said I should call and you'd send me a catalog. And they'll send you one with a little extra tender loving care. 877-700-4099. That's right. And they have some auctions coming up. They always have auctions coming up, but some nice land auctions. I had my eye on a couple here Monday at Grand Forks County, about a 600-acre plot there, and farm machinery auction Wednesday in Cheyenne. Some more land auctions planned for Dunn County on Thursday next week, and Wednesday the 19th of April, Sheridan County, about 500 acres there, the Ramada and Bismarck, as a matter of fact. So check it all out at Pipers.com, Pipers.com. Also during the program today, we learned that Devin Nunes, who is the House Permanent Select Committee on Intelligence chairman, a rather famous fellow now because he seems to be wanting to get to the truth on some of the things that have been done possibly illegally by folks unmasking individuals' names and, of course, taking up the Russia investigation in the House as well. He announced today that he is stepping aside because of some accusations that have been filed with the Office of Congressional Ethics. He says in a statement, the charges are entirely false, politically motivated, being a level just as the American people are beginning to learn the truth about the improper unmasking of the identities of U.S. citizens and other abuses of power. This is how they play, folks, right? So the Susan Rice thing comes out, and you think it's an accident that some of these groups are filing ethics charges? It's what they did against Newt Gingrich. They have to, it's subterfuge. It is trying to change the subject. He goes on to say, despite the baselessness of the charges, I believe it's in the best interest of the House Intelligence Committee and Congress for me to have Representatives Mike Conaway, Trey Gowdy, and Tom Rooney temporarily take the committee's Russia investigation while the House Ethics Committee looks into this matter. I'll continue to fulfill all my other responsibilities as committee chairman. I'm requesting to speak to the Ethics Committee at the earliest possible opportunity to expedite the dismissal of these false claims. So you won't get all the facts on that as the day goes, obviously, but there is all the facts from the horse's mouth on it. Wanted you to know on what's on your mind, because we've had a busy morning and that popped earlier. Let me welcome to the program John Nord, who's the manager of Devil's Lake Regional Airport, and Dick Johnson, the mayor of Devil's Lake. Mayor Johnson, how are you? Nice to have you back.
Well, thank you, Scott. Good to be with you. Oh, doing well, and the sun's shining, and it's not all the snow's going away, so that's a good thing.
Glad to hear it. And, John, we welcome you for the first time to the program. Glad to have you. How are you?
Yeah, thank you. Very good. Thank you.
All right, so we are at a time in our country when some tough budget decisions have to be made with a $20 trillion debt. And I have said to our audience in this program, no matter what we hear, we want to get the facts and examine it in the light of a $20 trillion debt. And right away, when the president's budget was put forward, which some members of Congress normally quickly dismiss, when any time George Bush put out a budget, it was blown off by the Democrats. But now the president's budget is from President Trump, and so we have a number of Democrats who are running around with their hair on fire about some of the things proposed in it. I say that only because whatever the president proposes, obviously Congress can change. But the president has proposed some changes related to the essential air service, and Devil's Lake is one of those communities that is affected by essential air service. And so I wanted to get the facts. I wanted you guys to first, lay out the facts for me, and then, as we get into this, I just talk about what you'd like to see happen as a result of the proposed changes. So, John, first of all, what is the Essential Air Service Program? Explain what it is and how Devil's Lake benefits.
Well, the Essential Air Service was set up to take care of communities that are located remotely across the United States, as well, continental plus, as well as Alaska, Hawaii. And it was, if I want to say, kind of put us on an even level with some of the larger communities, both in economic growth and in travel itself, just in vacation travel, pleasure travel, whatever. So that was why it was essentially put there in the beginning.
And in the case of Devil's Lake, you know, explain what you get, how much you get, and what it provides. So, in other words, I assume without this service, you don't have, it's the only way you're able to provide some service to folks who travel through Devil's Lake Airport. Is that right?
Yeah, correct. We're right now, the subsidy that we receive is a $4 million subsidy. I should not say we. The subsidy is received by the airline that is serving our community. And the DOT and the essential air service portion of it puts together requirements that communities have to meet to be a part of this program. And then every 2 years, the airports are put up for, I'll call it bid, because that's what it is a competitive bid. And these people supply bids to the DOT, to the Essential Air, and then that's a negotiation. The city/airport, our portion is we evaluate the airline. We look at their reliability, their, you know, just their overall track record, which hub they're going to be going to, and then we make a recommendation purely on their capabilities.
So the airline gets $4 million and in turn gives you what? How many flights a day or a week? Or what is the benefit from that expenditure of federal tax dollars?
Okay, right now we have 12 round trips a week. We go to Denver as our hub. We are looped in with Jamestown, North Dakota on this this route also. And it's flying a CRJ-200, which is a 50-passenger jet.
Now, from the perspective of the city, Mayor Johnson, and you've got, you know, an employer looking at Devil's Lake and coming there, and you've got, you know, what a mayor does, attracting people and companies to come to your state, it's important to have air service, right?
Well, it sure is, Scott. And, you know, that's, you know, I think over the years we have shown we had some issues with Great Lakes Airlines when they were here due to pilot shortage and irregularity and equipment problems and that type of thing. And, you know, we could see significant decrease in traffic and economic impact. You know, if you look at the latest statistics, the economic impact to the city is about $11 million, closer to $12 million. And, you know, it's important that communities, medium-sized communities, small communities, have the availability of good quality service. And whether it, all forms of transportation are so important to a community, whether it be good highways, which we have Highway 2 coming in, four lane. Also, we have other, the Amtrak system is great for us. Now, that may be in jeopardy, too. I got an email from somebody here a couple days ago that might be in jeopardy as well. So that's scary, but airline service is a key. Our flights have, and John will relate to that here, I'm sure, shortly, but our flights have been increasingly used more and more.
Yeah, but yeah, that's, I was kind of curious about what kind of participation is there as well. Hang tight. We'll continue this conversation on the other side of the break. From Devil's Lake today, Mayor Dick Johnson and John Nord from the airport coming up.
We want to know what's on your mind, so call and tell us at 800-228-0550 or 701-258-0550.
PetroServe USA, helping America feel better by connecting North Dakota's oil fields with North Dakota's farm fields and giving you choice at the pump every time. PetroServe USA, home to the 4-for-4 deal. All day, every day, a hot stuff personal pan pizza, breakfast pizza in the morning or your choice of toppings in the afternoon, 20-ounce drink, 2 cookies, 4 items, $4 all day, every day. It's the 4-for-4 signature special at PetroServe USA locations. Plus, come inside and take advantage of Deli Express Double Charbroil Deluxe sandwiches, $1.99 each. Kellogg's Cheez-Its, 89 cents each. Assorted Dots are delicious and only 89 cents each. Hershey's Cookie Layer Crunch Bars, standard size, 69 cents each. King size, $1.09 each. Or the Jack Links, 2.85-ounce bag jerkies, $3.99 each. Or Giant's 5-ounce pistachios, only $2.99 each. All at a PetroServe USA location near you. PetroServe USA.
Today, how to incorporate your business in just 10 minutes so you won't lose everything if you get sued. Step 1, stop putting it off. If you're not incorporated and someone sues your business tomorrow, it's not just your business at risk. You can lose everything, your home, your car, even your life savings. Step 2, call the following number for a free 10-minute incorporation guide from incorporate.com. 1-800-945-1063. They don't provide legal or financial advice. They just make incorporating quick and easy. So you can incorporate or form an LLC in just 10 minutes. That number again is 1-800-945-1063. Step 3, congratulate yourself. By taking just 10 minutes to incorporate your business or form an LLC, you protected your home, your car, and your life savings. And that is how you incorporate your business in just 10 minutes. But hurry while they're still giving away these 10-minute incorporation guides for free. Call 1-800-945-1063. That's 1-800-945-1063.
Hey, diabetics. Yeah, you. Got a spare hour to waste going to the pharmacy to get your insulin or other meds and supplies every month? I didn't think so. Me either. I've got life going on, which is why I use PillPack. PillPack is an amazing online pharmacy. They package up all my diabetic meds and testing supplies into daily doses and send it to me every month, automatically. All I do is pay my normal copay. PillPack does the rest. I'm serious. This is a free service. They don't even charge for shipping. PillPack handles all the medical insurance stuff and even get with my doctors for my other prescriptions so I don't have to, which is good because that's the stuff I forget. But PillPack remembers everything. They even package up my daily vitamins so I remember to take them too. If you're diabetic, your meds and supplies are life and death, which means you need PillPack. Call right now for this free service. You may even qualify for $25 in free vitamins. 800-560-7310. That's 800-560-7310. Again, 800-560-7310.
One, two, three, four.
We're back on What's on Your Mind. Check in with our friend Jim the Flagpole Guy and then continue our conversation with our friends from Devil's Lake today, talking about a piece of the president's budget that might impact North Dakota if it makes its way through Congress. But first, you know, the flagpoles that Jim sells are American-made. He's very proud of that. You can call him at 701-571-FLAG or go to ndflagpoleguy.com. How are you doing today, Jim?
Hi, Scott. I'm Jim. I'm ndflagpoleguy.com. And I'm here to assist you at displaying our nation's colors. Whatever side of the political aisle you represent, it's hard not to notice the optimism sprouting in our country. Bloomberg News, hardly a conservative outlet, reported that more than three-quarters of executives say they expect President Donald Trump and a Republican-led Congress to have a positive impact on business. And that's where I come in. At ndflagpoleguy.com, I will assist you at displaying the symbol of freedom through the properly engineered display of our colors. Location, lighting, a proper foundation, and sizing are incredibly important. A respectful, commanding presence represents the greatness and sacrifice of our citizens who fought and died for our freedom. A simple click of the mouse under the contact tab at ndflagpoleguy.com will summon all the help you need at choosing the engineered pole for your location. And there's more. Our flags are priced below market value, saving you more. So please allow me, Jim, at ndflagpoleguy.com, the honor of serving your flag, pole, and flag needs. I'm Jim. I'm ndflagpoleguy.com. You can also reach me at 701-571-FLAG. That's 701-571-3524. Thank you, Scott.
Thank you, Jim. Good to hear from you. As always, we continue now our conversation with Dick Johnson, the mayor of Devil's Lake, John Nord, the manager of the Devil's Lake Regional Airport. There's been a lot of coverage in the news about the Essential Air Service subsidy, and so we're talking about that and the impact on Devil's Lake. I want to get you the facts on it. So before the break, you mentioned that in addition to what we're talking about here, there may possibly be some cuts to the Amtrak and the rail subsidy as well, but none of that's real defined, or we don't really know at this point. That isn't in somebody's budget, just some talk at this point, Mayor, is that right?
That's what I've heard, Scott. I've gotten an email to that effect, and I, like I said, I passed that information on to our congressional delegation members, and they really hadn't heard any rumblings about that, but the one I had was from the Rail Passengers Association. And, you know, we'll have to see follow that through, too. But, like I said, that's an important transportation system for our community, too. It brings a lot of people in and out, and as what the air service is a big key to our success in the community.
I want to ask, you mentioned $11 to $12 million economic impact. Is that specifically from the air service?
That's related to the airport, in, you know, the airport operations.
All right, so the airport puts $11 to $12 million back, and I would imagine if there's 12 less flights a week, less fuel operations, less employees, then that number would come down. Is that related to people traveling too, or is that just the economic activity of the airport itself?
Okay, the commercial airline, it's been determined that it's something over $1 million is spent on local purchases every year just by the travelers coming in. And, of course, you know, like you say, as boardings increase, that, of course, is going to that number will also increase and, you know, help the economic growth in our community. But, you know, if the essential air were to be pulled, and, again, if we couldn't negotiate with an airline to serve Devil's Lake and the surrounding area, I mean, it would be a loss of employment for about 25 full and part-time jobs just from the airline, TSA, and the airport itself. So,
right. If the subsidy was not there, are you still doing 50 passenger jet to Denver 12 times a week? I mean, is there a way to fill the void without the subsidy and the tax dollars?
I don't believe that we would see a 50 passenger jet here unless it would be on just sporadic days, but it wouldn't be 12 round trips a week.
So you might have service
numbers here that you might want to hear about the growth of the air service in Devil's Lake. You know, our goal is to become self-sufficient, and we've moved in that direction quite a bit actually over the past few years since we've got good quality air service from SkyWest. And, you know, our hope is that as our community continues to grow, and we are growing, that we can get to the point of self-sufficiency in the program. So John can relate those numbers to you.
Yeah, that is the goal of, you know, I would like to say all the airports in the Essential Air Service program, but for sure here at Devil's Lake, and I really think I can use the other airports in North Dakota that we all want to grow to that level. Back in 2011 when Delta quit serving Devil's Lake because they went to a fully jet operation, and they got out of some of the smaller essential air service. The following year, we had a 45% decrease in boardings in 2012. 2013, we had another 10.5% down. 2014 is a year we kind of have to throw out because 12, 13, and half of 14 was served by Great Lakes, and they had some real problems with equipment, with pilot shortages and things. So, but mid-year, United SkyWest started serving us. The following year, 2015, we had a 78% increase. Last year, we had a 32% increase, and this year, year-to-date, we're at over 13% increase. So we're growing in the right direction, and we really like that. And we spend a lot of money, the airport does, on advertising to promote our air service and our area. And I think it's all working and coming to play.
I mean, is it feasible that without it, you got enough progress going where you maybe could keep that momentum going?
I guess John can probably speak to that better than I can, Scott. But I think, you know, there would be some progress, but I would guess without a subsidy, there's going to be a decrease in flight, which would probably amount to a decrease in ridership just to the fact that, you know, you may not have a flight on a Wednesday and they want to get back to town on a Wednesday from a business trip.
Here's what I don't understand. The term essential air service, I don't know who defines that. But, you know, I would wonder that everybody that's doing business in Devil's Lake, if they're going to say, I'm no longer going to do business in Devil's Lake, or I'm no longer going to travel to Devil's Lake, if I have to drive to either Minot or Grand Forks to hop on or return from a flight. Right? I mean, if I'm Dick, I understand. And same with you, John. You want them flying into Devil's Lake. I'm not begrudging you that one bit, but I'm saying the world doesn't cease to exist if folks have to travel from one side of Devil's Lake or the other, does it?
No, I would agree with you on that. That they could fly into Devil's Lake or they could fly into Minot and they could pay a higher fare and they could rent vehicles and they could pay for parking and they could. I mean, it's it's something that they are much better off flying directly into Devil's Lake. And with us, the airport, now going to Denver as a hub in lieu of Minneapolis, you know, I was really nervous about the change from the hub from Minneapolis to Denver, but, you know, you come to find out that 60% of the travelers in North Dakota go to the west. Denver is an automatic place to fly to, so that's been good, too.
You know, Scott, if I could add to that, too, I've been involved in economic development in the city for a number of years, and one of the key questions that always gets asked by people looking to locate here, what transportation do you have available? We have good rail, Amtrak, of course, air service is always brought up, and of course, the Highway 2 transportation link is important too. But that's one of the key factors. You know, they look at communities, they look people wanting to stop here, live here, create a business here. They look at good quality health care, good quality education, and transportation system seems to be the big three. And if you take any of those components out, it degrades the community. And I think it's important to all thriving communities that they keep all avenues wide open so we can develop as well. And when you start looking at how Essential Air Service is funded, it's not always a liability on the federal taxpayer dollar because, you know, there's overflight fees that pay for a good substantial part of it, other fees assessed to tickets. So you look at the big picture of things and it integrates quite well.
So they do, and you mentioned earlier, John, that the tickets are cheaper, so the flight, because of the subsidy, there is a discount to the traveler.
There is
the benefit of the thing. Okay, and
yep.
What is the actual cost then? So you mentioned 12 flights a week. I mean, what's the average amount of passengers a week versus the average amount of actual outlay from the federal government of dollars? What are we subsidizing per passenger?
Right now we're averaging, well, in their contract, It was $363 is what the airline is paid to fly the passengers. Now, they used a number, that a projected number for over 2 years, and we're already blowing that number right out of the water. If I was to back into the number, and I'm not a numbers guy, I can't give you anything accurate, but that number would be at least $100 lower.
I got it. All right, because of the traffic's being higher than the actual traffic is.
Correct.
Is better.
I would look at the next Essential Air contract when that is bid. That $4 million comes down substantially.
Squeeze in one quick call for our guests before we let them go. Kevin and Beulah, go ahead.
Hey, thank you very much for answering my call. I think it's great that Devil's Lake has an airport and they're able to supply that kind of service. But I'm not a guy that's for subsidies. And I think, you know, if I want to start a trucking company and I went out and said, well, I can't do this unless I get $10 million a year. And I haven't heard anything yet about we're going to pay this money back and it's only going to take 5 years and we'll be on our feet going. I mean, I can understand that.
That doesn't happen with federal programs ever that I know of. But I hear, I take your point, Kevin. I think that's where it's at. You know, look, I think these guys have made the case for the program and the benefits to Devil's Lake. But does it at $300 a passenger or $200 a passenger match up with a country that's $20 trillion in debt being a worthy expenditure of the federal government? That's what we're going to have to decide. You know, and line by line through the program. But I think as long as we make it with all the facts, and these guys have done a good job laying out the facts for Devil's Lake, and now, the folks that are paying it, the folks that are voting on it, get to make the call. Kevin,
you know,
thanks for the call.
Quick comment, Scott. You know, I think we all agree that a lot of the federal programs can use some tweaking, whether it be health care, you name it. And certainly EAS, Essential Air Service, could be one of those programs that needs to be evaluated. And
yeah, good point. Good point, Dick. There's always room for reform, maybe rather than just completely going cold turkey. Good point. Thank you both. Appreciate the facts. We'll stay in touch and watch as it unfolds. More coming up, folks. Don't go away.
Hi, I'm Elise Pecklich of Pecklich Chevrolet in Bismarck. And when we say you drive, we'll ride with you, we mean we'll be with you every step of the way. For over 34 years, we've known the sale of a vehicle is the first step in making you a customer for life. We're family owned and operated, and we care about our community and the people who live here. So experience the difference a car dealer can make at Pucklett Chevrolet in Bismarck, where customer satisfaction is our number one priority.
Hot spring spas and pool tables, too, in West Fargo, Bismarck, Grand Forks, and now Minot on the old Marketplace Dollar location. Every day made better. You've heard me talking to Vince about that very thing, and I know he's right, because I have a hot spring spa. I absolutely love it, so does my wife. Changed our life. We're in that hot tub every night, 15, 20 minutes, get a chance to chat and relax, and it's fantastic. Dave, a happy customer I want you to hear from as well. Dave, how often are you in the hot tub?
I'm in that hot tub every day, a lot of times at about 5 a.m. for 25, 35 minutes, something like that. But when I get out, I feel totally renewed. And it's, for me, it's an everyday deal. It's a must do. And my wife and I both enjoy it. I mean, she's in there just about every day. And I don't know how I'd even be able to function without that thing, honestly.
Tell me how they treat you at Hot Spring Spas. Have you met the owner, Vince?
Yeah, Vince takes care of me. I've known Vince for a little while now, and he's been good to us every time we go into the store. Matter of fact, you know, the store Bismarck, we frequent that for our supplies, and everybody's professional, courteous. They try and help you take care of your water to the best of their abilities. And, no, our experience with Hot Springs has been fantastic.
Now that's every day made better with Hot Springs Spas and Pool Tables, too. Stop and see them. 13th Avenue South next to Spitfire West Fargo in front of Sam's Club Bismarck, in front of Kmart South Washington Grand Forks, and now in Minot, too, in the old Marketplace Dollar location.
Being self-reliant is about being prepared and to do what you need to have your own source of renewable energy. Portable Solar LLC offers the most powerful EMP-hardened solar system on the market that is transportable from place to place, and the best part, it's very affordable. Contact them at PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875. Sol Arc EMP-hardened solar generator, energy insurance for your family or business. Call Portable Solar LLC today or go to PortableSolarLLC.com to check out their patent-pending technology.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Attention! If you or a loved one had a total or reverse shoulder replacement between 2011 and 2016 and suffered serious complications, including dislocation and loosening, you may be entitled to substantial compensation. Evidence indicates that these devices can dislocate and loosen, causing severe pain, and may require additional revision surgery. If you or a loved one had a total or reverse shoulder replacement and suffered a dislocation and loosening requiring a revision, call 800-598-0696. If you or a loved one had a total or reverse shoulder replacement between 2011 and 2016 and suffered serious complications, including dislocation and loosening, you may be entitled to substantial compensation. Time is limited to file a claim. Act now. For more information and a free consultation, call 800-598-0696. That's 800-598-0696. Again, that's 800-598-0696. Call now.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Love, 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 love our audience. Absolutely love you. Great feedback always. Here's a listener on our segment earlier on Senator Heitkamp and the clip from ESPN and the commentary. Scott, I'm very thankful for your straight-up talk about Heidi Heitkamp. Obviously, her true colors have been clearly displayed through the eco-terrorist choices to replace her. I don't know exactly what that means, but we have a deficit to face. It's very apparent that we need someone with the capability of making tough choices. Replace her.
Yeah.
Obviously, her true colors have been clearly displayed through the eco-terrorist choices. That's the part I didn't understand, I guess. She was a little quiet during the whole eco-terrorist debate. Maybe that's what they were talking about. Another texter says, Heidi was never qualified to be a senator, but just be happy she never became governor. So some of your feedback there. on a few other issues, and also some commentary on the UND hockey debate over the women's hockey program. Right now, Chris Berg is here from Point of View. You'll watch him tonight, 6:30 on KX4 in the East, part of North Dakota, Western Minnesota, 9:30 on West Dakota Fox out west. Hello, Chris. How are you?
I'm doing outstanding, sir. How are you?
Well, I'm thinking you've been dropped on your head because you think Donald Trump's about to take a turn to the left, and I can't believe it. We were having this conversation earlier, and I said, we got to repeat this on the air. But you think Donald Trump...
Go ahead.
You think Donald Trump, after having absolutely wiped them, you know, defied the odds completely, wiped the mat with the predictions from the loonies on the left, would all of a sudden join them?
Well, here's the thing you want to think about. What drives Donald Trump? I mean, if there's one thing that Donald Trump enjoys as much as winning, what do you think that might be?
Winning. You know him. Winning.
I can't think of a second place. With a guy with an ego that size is admiration. And so right now you see his ratings, his approval ratings going down. He had this big debacle with the healthcare situation where people are saying he had egg on his face. It's debatable whether it was him or obviously Paul Ryan. And now he's saying, hey, watch, Obamacare is going to crumble. The Democrats are going to come to me and we're going to have to fix this situation. What he doesn't realize is that when they come to him to fix it, it's not going to be about utilizing his ideas. It's going to be about utilizing a public option opportunity. That's how they're going to pitch him. And remember, on CNN, back in March of 2016, a person stood up at a town hall and said, Mr. Trump, what are the three most important things to you, three most important priorities in the federal government? Do you remember what he said? He said security, health care, and education. Health care is one of the top priorities for the federal government? That's what a lib would say. So what I'm saying is he's going to get this. The press then is going to come out and go, oh, wow, President Donald Trump working with Democrats. He's considering a public option. This is awesome. He'll get caught up in the admiration, start leaning towards the left, because, by the way, who now has a new office in the West Wing? That would be his daughter who, you know, signed up as a Democrat, Jared Kushner, and he listens to them. I mean, so that's where this thing is headed unless somehow he starts to get some adoration from more conservative people. But if that's the case, then why in the world did he come out with a tweet and blast the Freedom Caucus, which is the one group of people that said to us, hey, look, this isn't a full repeal and replace. This is what we promised our constituents, so we're going to stand our ground.
Well, you know, let's read the art of the deal and realize why he sent the tweet he did about Freedom Caucus. He's negotiating and is working, by the way. They're cooking up a deal again. So Mike Pence has been spending a lot of time with those folks.
Guess who White House Legislative Council met with, I think it was Tuesday night.
Well, look, I understand that, you know, they need numbers. They need votes. So there's going to be some of that. But the idea that you've just put him in, that he's going to go for the public option. You've gone from, replacing and repealing Obamacare to
what's the one thing you keep hearing about Trump? He's a transactional guy. He's not an ideologue. He's a transactional guy.
No, so he's also a very smart guy, and he knows why he's there. And he's there not because of liberals. And the idea that Donald Trump...
Right. But then what does he do? He ousts Bannon off the National Security Council, the guy that got him to the dance about the nationalist, you know, ideas and blah, 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 blah. And now he's not there anymore. That's not because Jared Kushner, I mean, said, oh, I love Steve Bannon.
I think you're a victim of the left-wing Looney Tunes that are reporting on this administration. I think you've been sucked into the vortex of the crazies that are covering him, just hoping against hope that he'll become a liberal.
One ounce of why you're saying that. I've given you a laundry list of why I think he's moving to the left. You haven't given me an ounce of the art of the deal of why you see it differently.
I just think he's a smart guy. He knows why he's there, and I don't believe that he would cash out, if he will, and swing that far left. I really don't. I mean, I know that a lot of people have predicted that for a while, and that's what he's going. I just don't believe in my gut. My gut just tells me that Donald Trump is smarter than that.
But I'm not saying he's going to enjoy the public option. What I'm telling you is that he's going to leverage that in the art of the deal and then walk out and stand in the Rose Garden and go, see, I told you, we're winning again. I got this deal done. I'm the greatest negotiator.
By the way, this is one of the reasons I'm not a big Freedom Caucus fan. Because what this Freedom Caucus does with a 30 or 40, you know, vote block is they force deals like you just described to happen. Rather than saying, look, I'd love it if there were more people in the United States Congress that thought like me, but right now there's 40. So we're going to do everything we can to leverage as much as what we'd like to be in the bill as possible without forcing the other side to go to, because quite honestly, that's what they did through much of the Obama year. They wouldn't allow it to happen. But I don't think he does. We'll see what happens there. I don't think he'll lurch left. I really don't. I just think he knows how he got
there.
Yeah.
Believe me, I hope you're right.
Exactly right. Who do you have on tonight in 10 seconds or less?
Senator Jessica Unruh, you're talking about this new North Dakota EPA agency, so that should be interesting.
Tonight, check it out, folks. God bless you. See you tomorrow. Bye-bye. We're talking saunas today with Vince Webger from Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables, too. We talked a lot about the Hot Spring Spa. The hot tubs are the best. I have one. I own one. I don't have a sauna, and you've told me I should. Why?
Well, it's really a health and wellness device like no other. It does a lot of the same things that a hot tub does, but it does even more. For instance, it boosts your immune system. Every time you sit in a sauna, you get that natural runner's high because your body's releasing the natural endorphins. And that's why you come out of it feeling like Superman or Superwoman. You're really charged up. Your energy levels are high. And it's because of that that you don't, you don't need a flu shot. Your immune system is at an all-time high if you sit in a sauna on a regular basis.
And they're easy. Plug them in.
Yeah, if you've got an outlet in the home, you have the number one product on the planet, as said by the Mayo Clinic for Health and Wellness.
Simple as that. Stop and see Vince and his team at a Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables 2 location near you. Minot, Bismarck, Grand Forks, and Fargo 2.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Did you know there's a new group of water contaminants with unknown health effects? These emerging contaminants lurking in your water may include prescription, over-the-counter drugs, and new types of herbicides and pesticides. ProPure's Improve Pro 1 G2.0 filter meets NSF 401 standards to help reduce these emerging contaminants. To find out more, visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Sick and tired of being sick and tired? Family Health and Education Resources wants to help you achieve and maintain good health naturally. Overcome lifestyle diseases with nutrition and natural remedies. Addiction recovery designed to build habits that heal rather than hurt. Communication and relationship building to strengthen family units. Character building and devotional resources for the whole family. We are on a mission to save America one family at a time. Visit NewEnglandFHER.com today. NewEnglandFHER.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.